This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
There was a time when the medical profession avoided the topic of forgiveness. It thought that forgiveness should be handled in and by the religious community. Even the field of psychiatry was uncomfortable with looking too closely at forgiveness because it was considered an issue of faith. But today, forgiveness is widely studied in the clinical field. In the last 8 years, the number of published studies on the topic of forgiveness has grown from 58 to over 1,200. In May of 2004, an article by Erica Goode appeared in the New York Times entitled, "To Err May Be Human, To Forgive Is Good For You." The article focused on the research of psychotherapist Dr. Robert Caron on the damage done to the human body when people don't forgive. Based upon his research, Caron said if the offense becomes this gnawing resentment that lives with you, then you have never gotten over being a victim. And in that way, not forgiving can be a horrible thing for the person who does not forgive. In other words, the medical community is just now coming to accept what the psalmist was intimately acquainted with nearly 3,000 years ago. He said his body wasted away under the effects of guilt, resentment, sin, and silence. You're an integrated Christian man. This means that your faith and obedience to Jesus Christ directly impacts your physical wellness. Don't let the spiritual cancer of unforgiveness cause you physical harm. These thoughts are from Healing is a Choice.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.